The first two Municipal Assembly Social Protection Committees have been inaugurated in Accra. This is to ensure the effective and efficient implementation of social protection policies. The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anoye Litha, charged the committees to ensure that the management and implementation of social protection is coordinated at the districts and community levels. Rosalind Ganyaglo with the details.
The Ashaiman and Lejokuku Krowo committees will establish linkages between social protection interventions and benefits in the various communities. The gender minister, Nanoye Litha, emphasized the social protection agenda is aimed at reducing poverty and vulnerabilities. This, she said, is in line with international commitments to position Ghana to achieve the SDGs, especially Goal 1.
This is the first amongst 10 that will be inaugurated. These district and community social protection committees are being established to facilitate targeting, identification, and selection of beneficiaries to benefit from the National Health Insurance Scheme under the AHME project. This, we believe, will enhance access to quality health care. I'm sure that with the inauguration of our Social Protection Committee, it will facilitate this work and ensure that our social protection agenda reaches the right households. We are targeting the vulnerable and the extremely poor households. And your role as social protection committees in this regard is very crucial.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nilaya Futiagbo, said the training is essential in executing the program, which will reduce poverty and enhance healthcare services.
Social protection can play a pivotal role in preventing and reducing poverty and promoting social and economic development. This, I believe, motivated cabinet decision and approval for the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection to establish and strengthen the structures of the national and sub-national levels to ensure effective and efficient coordination, management, and implementation of the social protection programs in Ghana. I wish to therefore pledge our support as a regional community council to the successful implementation of the project, and I wish to also entreat the members of the committee to work assiduously to ensure the goals of the project are achieved.